People always ask me how this happened, what made it spread, what made it grow.
Jamie Tworkowski is quick to concede that he's not really sure why his nonprofit, called To Write Love on Her Arms, took off the way it did. But he knows all too well the importance of its mission to help people struggling with depression, addiction, and self-injury.
I'm someone who struggles with depression, so that obviously makes this work that I get to do incredibly personal.
I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
She sits and sings, legs crossed.
Just over 10 years ago, Jamie Tworkowski wrote an essay about a 19-year-old woman he'd met named Renee.
She was dealing with drug addiction, depression, self-injury.
And that story, titled To Write Love on Her Arms, quickly took on a life of its own.
I posted it as a blog on MySpace, and then we started selling t-shirts as a way to pay for Renee's treatment.
Those t-shirts drew a lot of attention when some popular musicians began donning them. And before long, people were reaching out to Tworkowski in droves.
It was really a mix of people asking for help and people asking how they could help.
Tworkowski decided to quit his sales job and create a nonprofit dedicated to providing both hope and practical resources. And in the decades since,
we've been able to give $1.6 million that's gone to treatment and recovery.
And throughout the journey, Tworkowski has found himself sharing his own story and realizing,
I'm giving some advice, and it's advice that I need in my own life.
To learn more about how Jamie Tworkowski is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.